WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, Governor Murphy has signed a new executive order that establishes a number of workplace health and safety standards designed to protect workers from COVID. He says the executive order also
creates a collaborative enforcement mechanism to ensure complaints and reports of non-compliance are properly addressed.
The order requires businesses to check workers every day for COVID, give them masks and hand sanitizer, and frequently clean all high-touch surfaces. A homeless man arrested and charged with setting a fatal fire at an apartment building in East Camden tells investigators he flicked a cigarette onto the rug of the staircase landing at the East Camden building. 34-year-old Brandon Adams then fled without alerting sleeping tenants to the blaze. Two brothers, 52-year-old Roberto Romero and 53-year-old Luis Silva, were killed. Nine people hospitalized. The head of the Wisconsin Republican Party says hackers stole $2.3 million from the party's account that was being used to help reelect President Trump in the key battleground state. Party Chairman Andrew Hitt says the party noticed the suspicious activity and contacted the FBI last week. After a successful trial in Hawaii, NJ.com says a United Airlines program to test travelers for COVID-19 and give them rapid results at Newark Airport is ready to be tried out on a flight bound for London next month. It's the world's first free Newark to London COVID test pilot, offering rapid testing on a select flight from Newark to Heathrow free of charge, says United's managing director of operations. Testing will be offered to passengers on United's evening flight 14 between November 16th and December 11th. A South Jersey pizzeria owner who admitted filing false income tax returns over a span of several years has been sentenced to 15 months in prison. Giuseppe Durancio must also pay more than $500,000 in restitution to the IRS. Durancio, who owns Sal's Ristorante and Pizzeria in Wildwood Crest, and another co-owner, used two sets of accounting books to underreport income. A sure sign of winter takes place this Sunday, with clocks being turned back an hour as daylight saving times comes to an end until March. Now, while you'll get back an hour, you'll also have a darker afternoon commute. That's just one of the reasons why State Senator Shirley Turner says she is sponsoring legislation that would make daylight saving time permanent in New Jersey.
It's dark at 5 o'clock, and at that time, people want to go home. They're not going to be out shopping or doing recreational kinds of activities.
Turner says if her bill were to be signed into law, any change to daylight saving time would also need congressional approval. This election season, count on New Jersey 101.5 on the air, on our app, and on NJ1015.com. Join us for our live coverage starting at 7 p.m. November 3rd. A super soaker of a day. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Wherever.
Jersey 101.5 News Time, 12:04 now. New Jersey 101.5 fast traffic.
Well, bad news continues in Bridgewater this afternoon. 22 westbound, still bumper to bumper from 287 out to Adamsville Road. It is a center lane shutdown for an overturned vehicle being cleared, and that will affect your ride if you're heading northbound on 287, exiting for the westbound side of 22. That's exit 14B. Expect some slowdowns. Apart from that, you shouldn't hit the brakes too much on 287. I do advise you slow down this afternoon. A lot of wet roadways out there, so if you are heading up and down the roadways, just leave plenty of stopping distance between you and the car in front of you. Another slow spot I'm looking at right now is 46 eastbound through Little Falls, heading back out to the split with Route 3 in Clifton. They have been doing long-term construction in the area, so it looks like that's the issue at this point. Either way, delays kick in right near Browertown Road. And you'll see some cleanup from an earlier wreck in Edison, northbound Route 1, right at Plainfield Ave. They've still got a right lane closed. Crossings moving along fairly well so far this afternoon. Construction at the lower level GWB knocks out a lane under the apartments till 3:30, but delays have died down at the tolls. And you look pretty good across the Delaware so far on this wet and soggy Thursday afternoon. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next reports coming up at 12:18 from the All American Auto Group Traffic Desk. Shop today at allamericanautogroup.com. I'm Jeff Fromm on New Jersey 101.5.
On Wall Street, the Dow has turned negative, down 15 points. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 12:06.
It's the most important election of our time. New Jersey 101.5 is here to cover every angle of our election story, all with you in mind. Our entire news and digital team will be on Jersey streets, on the web, and on the air to keep you informed. Thanks to our election coverage sponsor, the new Hyundai of South Brunswick on Route 1. Family-owned and operated with over 50 years of combined automotive experience. This election season, count on New Jersey 101.5.
It means everything.
On the air, on our app, and on NJ1015.com.
Jersey 101.5 News Time is 12:08. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
The center of Zeta's remnant low is expected to pass right over South Jersey tonight. By the numbers, through tomorrow, we're facing a grand total of 1.5 to 3 inches of total rainfall, wind gusts between 30 and 40 miles an hour, 2 feet of storm surge causing minor to localized moderate tidal flooding, a bit of snow in North Jersey tomorrow morning, and the arrival of the coldest air of the season so far. The steadiest, heaviest rain coming up this afternoon, pretty much a washout here. We should get a break in the rainfall this evening, but this evening will be the windiest period of time. And then following one more burst of rain tomorrow morning, skies will slowly clear into the afternoon. Things settle down just in time for Halloween. Your Saturday will be calm but cold. 30s, a frost or freeze Saturday morning, and then around 50 degrees for trick-or-treating Saturday afternoon. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zara.
Neptune, 56 degrees. Pompton Plains, 48. Hamilton, 58. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey